Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And like I said, so my brain is just spinning with unbelievable ideas for pistachios. Thank you so much to Allison Nagatani and showing me your amazing farm, or like you said, your babies, you know. And it's amazing when you see the love that a farmer or a grower has for their crop, for their plants, for their trees. It really is a loving relationship. It takes so much time to keep these wonderful pistachios growing. And then she told me it's only a two-day process for harvest. And I don't know about y'all, but that is pretty insane. So I'm glad I get to share some more recipes with all of you. And remember, if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns about what we're doing here on the California Fresh Kitchen, drop me a line at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. I usually get to my emails right away. But once again, we're over here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. We're demonstrating and working with these amazing recipes. This is my recipe for chocolate pistachio mousse. So what we're going to need first is some chocolate. Now, typically, if I only have four people in my family, so what I'm going to start off with is I'm going to start off with 4 cups of chocolate. We like a lot of chocolate mousse. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to bring that chocolate to melt over a bain-marie or a double boiler, which means I'm going to have a bowl sitting inside of a pot, and letting the excess moisture from the pot, the water in the pot, is going to actually melt the chocolate. We're not going to do any direct. We want to make sure it's always on a nice low to medium low simmer on the pot water, because it's very important. We do not want to scald the chocolate. Chocolate is very delicate. I'm going to go ahead and let that melt. Once it melts down, I'm going to add in there 1 tablespoon of Rosenthal Olive Ranch's orange olive oil. It's got a good flavor to it. We'll go ahead and mix that all around together. And then I'm going to add in 2 egg whites that I'm going to actually do in a separate bowl. 2 egg whites. Once that chocolate comes to a nice room temperature, about 76 to 82 degrees, I'll go ahead and put in my egg whites and slowly start folding. And I'm going to take 1 cup of cream, and we're actually going to nice and fluff that up as well. We're going to go ahead and whip the cream, mix that in with the egg whites. We'll fold all of this together. We're going to take 2 cups of American Pistachio Growers pistachios, and we're going to make sure these are nice and clean. We're going to shell them, take off all the skin, and we're just going to do a rough chop on these. We're going to go ahead and throw those in there as well, and carefully with a nice rubber spatula. I'm going to just grab it, start from the bottom, roll over to the top. This is the process for making a mousse. I'm going to top with a little bit of brown sugar to bring out the flavor in those pistachios, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.